Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Skye's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Skye.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie Hoffman. You're with Angels and Answers. And this week, Skye was not able to make it, but you do have myself. So I will be giving you information. If you would like to have answers about your life or about loved ones or about medical or about your career, whatever it is that you want, I'll be happy to answer it for you. I had a very, very interesting week, to say the least. Just this past week, I was on Fox TV on the Q show, and that was a lot of fun. And, I was on, from at noontime, on Wednesday. And what made it really, really cool is that, they had me on their 100th show anniversary. So I felt extra blessed and extra special that they picked me to be able to join them. And it was a crowd of 500 people at the Sugar House Casino in Pennsylvania and in Philadelphia. And it was so much fun and everybody was so nice. And I made a few people cry and it was nice to meet and greet everybody. And it was a blast. It really, really was a blast. And Philadelphia is a really cool city and filled with tremendous amount of history. And also where they have the Mint, where they make money, and the Declaration of Independence was there. And it was signed there. And they had information on Benjamin Franklin and all his inventions. Oh, my God. Benjamin Franklin was beyond amazing. The guy has accomplished more things in one lifetime than probably 20 people have in their lifetime, with all his inventions and all his leadership. And what a incredible gift he was to the world. And it was amazing. And so, I was walking around the museum and reading about him. And it really was. He was just an amazing man. And, this week's topic, is about learning how to be successful. And a lot of people have a habit of self-sabotaging themselves. They say they want success, but yet they allow too many distractions to get in the way. They say they want to start their own business, but then when they start their own business, they say, I just need enough, just enough to pay the bills and then to have a little bit more for myself. Why do you set the bar so, so low? It makes no sense. Why would you go in business just to make the bills and just to make only so much? What's wrong with going in there and trying to be number one at what you do and being the best at what you do? And also, a really good tip for all of you who wish to go in your own business or to start a new endeavor, all right? Don't go telling everybody what you want to do until you start doing it or until it's just about, happening or you already got it going on, because there's a lot of jealousies out there and a lot of people don't want to see you succeed. People who are close to you don't want to see you succeed, or people who are competitors obviously don't want to see you succeed. So it's best to keep your mouth shut until you start doing things, because then that you don't want anyone's jealousies or negative energy to get the best of you. So it's very important that you only share your good news with only good well-wishers. even if it's family or close friends, a lot of times they give devil's advocate advice. They're miserable people. They just, they're just not, pro you. You know, they always have something negative to say, and it's not worth sharing your news with people who are negative. You know, but people who are really in your corner, people who are just, that are in your corner, who are sincerely happy for you, share your good news with them, because you want the energy to grow. You want the enthusiasm to grow. And, positive energy, brings on more positive stuff to happen for yourself. You know, enthusiasm is contagious, just like yawning is contagious, just like laughter is contagious. Enthusiasm is contagious. And so when you have people who will give you, great ideas or fresh ideas, you are what your element is. The people who you hang out with, those are the people who you end up kind of becoming, or even if you are a little different than them. All right. But if their mindset is on the lower end, then you're going to stay there. If you hang out with people who tend to be more successful, you're going to end up raising your bar and raising your stakes. It's also the environment where you hang out in. Does it secure you? Does it make you feel good? Maybe you have no choice but to be in a situation in an area where you can't afford anything else. But you, what you can do is that you can make your room the kind of colors that you want it to be, or buy the kind of furniture that you want it to be, or hang up positive affirmations, or hang up, beautiful pictures, or the way you decorate, something that describes who you are, that makes you feel really, really good. Maybe it's about you just putting angels around your place so you could generate that energy. Maybe it's about just burning candles around your place to create the serenity, or burning incense to raise the vibrations of the spirit world. But you are what your element is, and it's very, very important, to keep yourself surrounded by positive people. And it's, and I know when you've been conditioned your whole life to be a certain way, or you've always been around negative people, or your parents might have been negative. My parents were very contradicting to me. They threw me mixed signals. Growing up, my parents would always say to me, "Art, you could be with whatever you want. You have the power, you have the personality, you have the ability." And then as soon as I started to expand myself or to try something new, "What are you doing? What are you doing that for?" And they'd say, "What are you going to lose money? Or why are you traveling so far? What are you, nuts? What are you, crazy?" And it's like, it was very, very contradicting. And so it didn't take until I was out of the house, when I started doing my own thing, where I could really expand myself, because I was out of that element. And when I went from the kid and the person who I used to be, because I was the kid who always joked around, I was the person that people didn't take seriously, and because I was always the upbeat, fun-loving, joking around nonstop, that's who I was. And, bus stops, people bust me, and that's fine, and I had a great childhood growing up. I had no complaints about my childhood. But for me to get into my spirituality, for me to like really be who I wanted to be and become who I wanted to be, I had to break away from a lot of people, a lot of my friends from the neighborhood and certain family members, because I needed to be around the situation and other people who could respect me for who I am and who I became, because I wanted to be more spiritual. I wanted to be more into the, godlike things, and to grow and to be in that way. But I had a lot of friends who are just stuck in the same old, same old, same old. And when you go to high school reunions, you could 100% tell who the people are who stayed stuck from the yesteryears, like time has not elapsed. And you could tell the people who are the ones who moved on in their life. It's like night and day difference. And so it's your choice. Where do you want to go? Who do you want to become? And are you willing to make the changes so that you could get to where you say you want to be? You don't have to reinvent the wheel if you want to become successful at anything you want to do. All you have to do is ask people who are already successful at doing what you want to do. Buy them lunch, buy them dinner, hang out with them, Ask them questions. People don't mind when you ask them questions. People love to talk about themselves. People love to talk about their business or about their success, you know, and they could tell you from their experiences in life, you know, what they did to overcome the obstacles. I mean, yes, it's true to have an education, you know, it's true that you need an education at doing whatever it is you want to do, but college is not always the way. Sometimes you just need to go to vocational school. Sometimes you just, you know, need to take certain specific kind of classes towards the direction of where you want to go. College is not always the answer. For me personally, I feel college is if you have a specific something that you want to do that 100% requires the knowledge. Like, say, if you want to become a pharmacist, a doctor, engineer, a lawyer, a nurse, whatever it is, you need to go to college for certain things. There's no getting around it. But just to go to college, just to say you have a degree, and a lot of you could understand that a lot of people have gone to college, they got a degree, and ended up doing something totally different. Because a lot of times we don't even know what we want, even after we're out of college, or how many times when we go, you know, get a degree, and that we can't even do anything with it because of, you know, the flood of the market or whatever it is. But we're winding down right now. We got to go to a commercial break, but I have a couple of callers on the line, and I promise I'm going to take your calls. So if you want to call in, just call me at 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be more than happy to take your calls. All right, everybody, so stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And I know this is a little belated, but happy Valentine's to everybody. A few days later, but that's okay. It's all good. It was funny when I was talking to this one girl. It was a day I was purchasing something at a gas station and plus getting gas. And so I just said to her, it was a day later. I said, even though it's a day late, I said, happy Valentine's Day. She said, she looked at me with a beautiful smile and she says, every day is Valentine's Day in my world. And I said, I love that. And I said, because I act like, you know, my birthday is July 4th and I act like every day is my birthday. So, and I try to be like that. So happy birthday to you, everybody who's listening. So I said that I was going to start taking callers, and I am. And right now, the first caller is Patty from Queens, New York. How you doing, Patty?
Hi, Artie. How are you? Happy Valentine's
Day. And happy Valentine's Day to you, sweetheart. What can I do you for?
Okay, recently I had a dream that's really frightening me. My brother got married. My youngest brother got married for the second time back in April. My sister was pregnant at that time. So I figured that when my sister got pregnant, I figured that the baby is going to make them get married. So they were talking about they got engaged while my sister got pregnant. She gave birth 8 months ago today. My beautiful niece is 8 months old. And
oh, congratulations.
She's a joy. Yeah, I'm an aunt, and it's like, it's so wonderful. So what they did is that even though they planned to get married, they had, set up for to get married they were going to have a reception in Queens, New York, and in April of this year, you know, in another 6 weeks. They got married while she was still pregnant. So they're going to have the reception. I didn't know about it because they just got married quickly like that. You know, they didn't even know they were getting married. Like that week when they got married, they didn't know that week they were getting married. That's how they did it. But it was, right, but my brother did it anyway because my sister has better insurance. So that's why they really did it.
You want to know something? Sometimes you just do things at the spur of the moment. And, many people have eloped, you know, many people have started business on the spur of the moment. Many people have started relationships on the spur of the moment. And, sometimes you just got to take chances and you roll with it, but you go with your gut feelings. Sometimes people don't follow their gut feelings and they go into a situation that they're not even happy with, but they're doing it because they feel it's the right thing. So I need for you to cut right to the chase. Okay. And ask me a specific question or what is it that you wanted to know?
Okay, I had a dream because even though my brother got married, he's going to have the reception a year later on their first anniversary. I had a dream I didn't go to the wedding. And that's scaring me, which I didn't. Actually, I didn't go to them actually say that I do the city hall. That's correct. My dream, that's right. But does that mean I'm not going to go to the reception?
So let me get this straight. So the whole premise of your dream is that your brother was getting married and you didn't go.
Right.
That was the whole premise of it. Correct?
Right. And I didn't go, which did happen. I didn't go to City Hall to see him get married.
Okay.
There's
something there that was making you feel probably a little judgmental. There's something within you that you weren't agreeing with in your subconscious. And you were saying, no, if it's not like an all out wedding, if it's not, you know, it was too unorthodox for a situation like this to happen. And so it just didn't feel right. There's something in your subconscious that was saying it didn't feel right. I'm not going. So even though everything turned out to be okay, you know, we have to let go of our judgments, and we just have to learn to be supportive upon our friends or our family members that if they want to do something, sometimes they just have to go through life itself for them to experience it. And who are we to judge what they want or don't want or what they want to do?
Well, the reason that I'm just concerned is because I've been sick with stomach problems recently. I'm getting scared that I'm going to be very sick or something's going to happen to me before the reception. That's what I'm scared of.
Don't be scared. Just take ginger for your stomach. Don't worry about it.
You
you're psyching yourself out. No, you're psyching yourself out. It's acid reflux.
You don't think there's anything wrong with...
No. I don't feel like it's a major. It's not a major
like,
thing
even with
to
my
do.
Heart,
It's more about your nerves. That's what it is. Take ginger and peppermint, and take anything Xanax, I think, to break up the acid.
Yeah.
So, all right, sweetheart. Thanks a lot for calling in. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right. Now we have Joseph from Florida. Hey, Joseph. How's it going, bud?
Hey, how you doing, Artie? Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm doing
Day.
Good. A happy Valentine's Day to you, buddy. Thank you for being patient.
Yes, sir. Hey, I wanted to say I absolutely loved your introduction. It was great. It covered a lot of topics and questions that I actually had, and you gave me answers even before I was able to ask them. But since you were able to do that, I do have a certain subject I want to ask you and touch on, and that is I've been having an awful lot of health issues from my young age. I have 7 heart stents. I've been diagnosed with peripheral arterial disease, and I had a widowmaker artery blockage of 97% and a right coronary blockage of 95% the first heart attack. And the doctor said I dodged a bullet and I shouldn't be alive. And then a year to the week, I was diagnosed with leukemia and lymphoma. I had a sample tissue done. And my question is, why would God want to, you know, what is the reason that God is sparing my life? And I'm not able to work anymore. My career was a truck driver. So do you foresee my future changing in the invention industry like I like? And I'm also somewhat gifted in the psychic abilities, too. So I want to hear what your thoughts are.
Okay, there's a lot of times where God puts us in a position to make us have to slow down. I have a feeling that earlier on that you were meant to do this other spiritual work that you were supposed to do, and I feel like you weren't possibly following your heart or the direction. You were basically stuck in the physical world doing the physical thing rather than doing the spiritual aspect. And I feel like at times, and you know, you were doing what you needed to do. You did the responsible thing, but you weren't living to your self-fulfilling prophecy. And so I feel like through a very hard way that God put you in a position where this was forced to slow you down, to humble you so that, you know, you could start doing more of God's work. And this is all about trying to understand about blind faith. And it's a very hard lesson at times when it comes to forgiveness and patience and blind faith. These are very hard sinews to deal with. And so I really feel like right now that if you allow yourself to get more into meditation, okay, and focus more on the spiritual world, you're going to end up really helping out a lot of people. But I know it seems like you were being cursed and being damned, but I feel like, you know, you're such a bull Durham. You're so, you know, resilient over so many obstacles that, you know, it keeps on hitting you one after another until you finally had no choice but to slow down. And now it's time to refocus your energy towards, you know, whether it be music, whether it be spirituality, and just put your energy now into healing energy. And I really feel like you're going to be a tremendous blessing to other people. So, and I feel like God's going to reward you as your gifts open up more and more, and you're going to notice it over the months. And if you start burning incense, all right, if you start burning certain incense, go to your local spiritual store, I really feel like your visions are going to open up even more. But Joseph, what is your last
name?
Funny because I want everybody.
It's Joseph William Gardner Sr. G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R.
All right, because I'm going to...
And it's funny you say burn incense, because I am burning incense. And candles
cool.
And angels I have. Yes.
That's wonderful. So, well, put it this way. I don't want you to fear your circumstances. I want you to come to a place of acceptance. And when you come to that place of acceptance, and it's almost like being underwater, and you're feeling nothing but just the silence of water. I want you to feel the silence, just being in silence of the air by yourself, and just feel the energy of the spiritual world. And you're going to start noticing more with auras. You're going to start seeing more colors appear around people. You're going to start seeing stronger visions. And I have a feeling this is the reason why, unfortunately, all this had to happen to you. But what I want to do is call out to everybody right now and put all your loving blessings out towards Joseph, the one who you're hearing now, Joseph William Gardner Singer, Senior?
Senior, yes.
And Senior, yeah. And everyone, just send your love, healing blessings to help him overcome all his obstacles. And I have to go to a commercial break now. And Joseph, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Ken, I'd like to thank you for helping others and touching so many lives, Artie. God bless.
Thank you, Joseph. God bless you too, buddy. You take care. All right, everybody, stick around because we're going to come right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Hi, this is Carol Dorian, here to tell you about the new and improved Spiritual Diagnostics, coming to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. starting April 25th. we will be having new amazing guests. We will have new spiritual topics for the new year. So look out for our new revamped show, Spiritual Diagnostics, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions, April 25th at 2 o'clock.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. My partner Sky is not here this week. She had to be someplace. And I just want everyone to know that, you know, if your heart needs nurturing, all right, and if you're very lost and confused in your life, where, you know, you really need some solid answers in detail, feel free to give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02, and I'll be more than happy to, you know, answer all your questions. Of whatever you got, or try to connect to a loved one who has passed away, whether it be pets, if you need medical intuitive advice, you know, not that I went to Yale or Harvard, but I still get answers from the angels. And also my partner, Sky, who is insanely talented, her number is 908-500-1474. I wish I had the head start like she did. She had it as a little girl. Not that I wish I was a little girl, but she had it like since she was a child. She was seeing spirits walking around, but she thought everyone could see it, you know, and she thought nothing of it. And she would see spirits walk around and she would get answers and, you know, but nobody else could see it, but she could. And so it was a natural for her. Whereas for me, I didn't, you know, develop my gift until I was like 27, 28 years old through the Edgar Cayce Foundation. They helped me fine tune whatever intuitiveness I have. And then I started going professionally after that. So that's how that happened. And, you know, a lot of times as we were listening to Joseph, you know, a lot of times we go in a particular direction and, you know, and sometimes you see or you feel that you're meant to be doing something else, but yet you're so carried by the momentum of your life, by earning your living. And a lot of times people are stuck at doing things that they don't like to do. But because they're good at it, because they've been doing it for so long, or because they make so much money at it, or to just earn a living at it, they have a hard time switching gears, you know, to break that trend. And it's like, wow, you know, should I keep on going and you know, to make, you know, to meet up to all my other responsibilities, to meet up to everyone else's expectations, you know? And sometimes it's about, well, if you want to change gears, shift gears, what I would strongly recommend, you know, when I say shift gears, I mean going from one career to the next. If you're not able to make a decent living right from the get-go, then what I might suggest is that if you want to get into a business that you would love to get into, but you've never really done it before, but you know you're good at it, say it's cooking, say you love to cook at home, but there's a big difference between owning your own restaurant and cooking in the kitchen. You know, you should work for somebody first so you know the ins and outs of the business before you get in any business. So even if you want to get into landscaping, if you started to work for somebody in landscaping, you know how to deal with the customers, you know what their expectations are, you know about what you need, you know where to shop to get equipment, you know what to do in case things break down. And this is also if you want to own your own shop. Say it could be retail shop or a little boutique, or, you know, it could be anything. But I feel like it's always healthy to have a year or two or more to have years of experience under your belt so that you know exactly what you're dealing with. And if you're going into the restaurant bar business, you know, I always said to my friends, I said, you know, if you 100% guaranteed me success with no doubt whatsoever, if you know, and they were to hand me on a silver platter a bar or a restaurant, I would not take it, only because that's a life where you're dedicated to 12 to 18 hours a day, literally, you know, anywhere from like 6 or 7 days a week, because you always have to be there. And there's about ordering the food. There's watching over the people. You have to make sure you have good people who are going to show up and good people who are honest, who are not going to steal from you. You know, you have to worry about, are you ordering the right amount of food, keeping the place clean? There are so many variables involved when it comes to owning a business, doing payroll, keeping the schedule, making sure insurance is done. See, so when I started my own cleaning business and I was really enthusiastic about it, my father threw me all the negatives. He threw me not one ounce of enthusiasm or happiness for me. He was literally yelling at me for not working for someone else, and I should be working for someone else and not starting my own business. He wasn't supportive with me at all. And I was so gung-ho to work for myself because I'm the type of person I prefer to work for myself. I always knew I needed to work for myself. I worked for 21 different people in my lifetime since I was 11 years old, delivering newspapers, working at gas stations, working at flower shops, landscapers, construction. You name it, I've done it. Anything to earn a buck. And very happily, too, you know. So I worked for a lot of different people. And I paid attention to how the boss treated me. I paid attention to how I wanted to be treated as an employee. I paid attention to how my certain bosses would pay attention to the customers and what the customers' demands were or what they wanted, what they needed. You know, so I really paid attention to everyone else's actions, and I took what I felt was really good, you know, energy, and I made it my own. And so I was really hungry to start my own business, and I'm not even going to explain it, but very long story short, I got into my own cleaning business, and it just 33 years later, I have my own cleaning business, window cleaning, power washing, house cleaning, and, you know, and I got, a few people who work for me. So, and then plus I do my spirituality full time, and I couldn't afford to do this on a full-time basis because, you know, when you first start off anything, it takes time to build up, clientele. So now here I am 28 years later, you know, I've read for over 20,000 people And that's not an exaggeration. I've literally read for about 20,000 people and been on radio, been on TV, and I've been all over. And you never know who you're going to meet or who could lead you to what. So try to keep your mind open to all opportunities and possibilities and never say never, okay? Because if you want something bad enough, God's will is your will. And if you want something bad enough, then you're going to learn to work through the hard times because everyone goes through a lot of BS when they're trying to make it big. And there's going to be times where you might need to borrow money, or there are times where you might be eating very little, or you can't go out with your friends because you don't have the money. But you have to go with what's the most important thing, like what's more important to you in life. Maybe it is about just wanting to be laid back. And if you're happy just being laid back, kudos to you. If that's what makes you happy, maybe you don't want to own your own business. Maybe you don't want to earn $100,000 or $1 million a year, whatever. You know, maybe you're happy and comfortable with just making a modest income and coming home to your family and hanging out with your friends. And if that's what you're happy with, then that's success. But success is all about happiness. It's not about, you know, how much you have. Happiness is not based on who has the most. It's based on who needs the least. And are you happy with your life? And if you're not happy with your life or the way things are going, then you're going to need to change. All right. You need to change the way you're doing life. You need to change the way you're acting, you know. So when I say you're acting, because your actions need to change. So it's very important that you follow your heart and follow your dreams. If you want something bad enough, then you'll do what it takes to get over it, because self-pity is not going to buy you jack crap. It's not buying you anything. All right, well, because of him or because of this, or I don't have enough money, or it's too much for advertising. Well, guess what? All right, so what are you going to do about it? And what are you going to do about it? And every single time you come across a dilemma, think of Artie saying to you, and so now what are we going to do about it? All right. And don't go complaining and complaining and complaining to everybody how your life sucks or how business sucks or how this sucks or I should have had this. If I only had this, if I only did that. Stop spreading that negative news, because you're making yourself a victim and it's not looking good on you. Okay. So you want to speak with somebody who really is very knowledgeable at doing what it is that you want to do. It could be a life coach. It could be the person who owns a business. It could be a therapist. It could be a friend who's very good with finances or very good with business. speak with people who are already successful in business, or it doesn't have to be in business. It could be in whatever it is you want to do, and they will guide you. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. It's not necessary. Unless if you want to go through that channel, then God bless you, you know? So again, it's your choice, and there's always options. And sometimes you have to start at the lower rung of situations and build yourself up to that point. Or maybe you just need to be humbled. Maybe, you know, you can't be afraid to get your hands dirty or to do what it takes. And when you have business, guess what? You have to deal with certain people who are not the most pleasant people. And sometimes you're going to take a hit in life, it might cost you money, or it might cost you time. And guess what? That's all a part of the success. Because when you're holding that trophy in life, when you're holding that prize package of what's considered to be your success, then when you're there, when you're finally there, then it's like, yes, I overcame all my obstacles and I got what I wanted. And that's the most important thing. All right. So I'm going to be going to a commercial break. I have a couple more callers hanging on, and I promise you I will get to the both of you. So we have Susan from New Jersey, and we have Dora from Michigan. So stick around, everybody, because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers. If anybody wants a personal private reading, I'm just as accurate over the phone as I am in person. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And so far, I've been getting busier and busier. It's a miracle. And if you want to get a reading from my partner, Sky, her number is 908-500-1474. So right now we have Susan from New Jersey. Hey, Sue, how's it going?
Hey, Artie. How are you?
I'm doing good, sweetheart. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, sure. No problem. Actually, my story is a little similar to the other fella. I forget his name. That was before me.
Joseph?
I'm dealing with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. I've been dealing with that for almost 4 years. And I'm also sorry to hear that. That's okay. I have my ups and downs.
Susan, what's your last name?
I'm sorry?
Your last name?
Seymour. Seymour. S-E-Y-M-O-U-R.
All right. So I'm calling upon all my loving guardian angels and all the earth angels who's listening to this now. So along with our friend Joseph from Florida and Susan Seymour from New Jersey, if all of you could please send out your Reiki energy, your love and your healing energy to their soul and to their body, and just know that the angels and the Holy Spirit is much greater than any obstacles going on in our life and in your body. So thank you for all your beautiful blessings to make, to help them overcome all their obstacles and to heal from their situation or make things in remission or make things as comfortable as possible for them. In the name of the Holy Spirit, amen. So what can I do you for now, Sue?
Amen. I also deal with depression and so forth, and, you know, trying to kind of keep my head above water while, you know, dealing with that. And I just have a lot of free time on my hands. You mentioned about having your own little business, or, well, sounds like you have a pretty nice business, but I was a pet sitter for many years.
You were a what,
you know, I'm not really doing it anymore. I was a pet sitter. Professional pet sitter.
As God is my holy witness, that's what I was thinking you were doing. Swear to God.
That's hilarious. Well, I'm not doing it anymore. I've been actually trying to get away from it for a long time. And now just my situation, I had to move back home. I don't even have my own car. I drive my mother's car. You know, things are pretty, you know, in the world's eyes, you know, I'm not doing great. Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. What about you being, because you have your mother's car, so it's not as limited. But I was thinking maybe you could, be an Uber driver, or because I feel like if you're around people, or, you know, sometimes people need companions to go distances where they can't drive or they're too old or whatnot. So if they were elderly people or if they were women, I wouldn't suggest driving with a man, but why would they need you? But if for some reason there are people who are afraid to drive distances, that you could be with them and to help drive them, you know, from state to state or a few different states away. Just a suggestion, because, you know, you'd be helping someone out. You'd be getting out of the house. You'd be making a few bucks and they could fly you back, because some people, you know, just can't take that drive by themselves. So I have met a few people who have done that. And so that's just one suggestion. Also, if you allowed yourself to maybe be with families where there are certain families where it's very tough for the parents to drive their kids home from school and go home. Maybe they would like to stay at work longer. So if they paid you a fee to pick up their kids from school and bring them there or bring them to certain places, I know people who make a living doing that also. It's like a pinch hit driver, you know, where you're helping other people in their life and you're helping families in their life where the kids could get to where they need to be and the parents aren't stressed out about trying to bring their kids everywhere. So that's a business also. But I feel like you're not the type of person where you could be in an office or be in an enclosed building. So that's why I was getting, like, if dog sitting and stuff like that is not for you anymore, then that is another possible opportunity.
That's true, and you're right about not wanting to be in an office. I'm 47, so I've been around for a while. I did all the office jobs and the, you know, working at Roy Rogers and delivering newspapers and all that. And then I found the animal stuff and started working for a lady doing pet sitting out of her home.
So what I suggest is, even for the elderly, if you needed to be their concierge, mm-hmm. in the sense of picking up their prescriptions, going food shopping for them. So just put the advertisement out there, and you could be like other people's Meals on Wheels, or taking the doctor's appointments, or taking them to the pharmacy or stuff like that. I feel that would be your best avenue.
Okay. Wasn't exactly what I was, because my mom's 80, so I'm kind of her concierge. And,
but that's
so
just for one person.
You could do this for,
I understand. You could do this for a few other people. But I'm going to really try really quick to get to the other caller, because I only have 2 minutes left. So let me get to the other caller. And Sue, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, honey. All right, we have Dora from Michigan. Hey, Dora.
Hey, how you doing? This is Dora McCarty. How you doing today?
Hey, Dora, sweetheart. I'm doing good. We have 2 minutes, but I needed to get you in. I promised I would get you in. I got you in. So what can I do you for, sweetheart?
Well, I'm having a hard problem list hearing my guide and getting his name. Any suggestions?
Hold on a second.
Sure.
You want to know something? Yes. I want you to go to a spiritual shop where there's spiritual music with no words, just the sound of spiritual music. And it could be hymns or whatever. But listen to music, and just listen to music. And I want you to sit in a dim candlelight room and just close your eyes and just say, can I please have your name? And I promise you, the name is just going to come to you. It's just going to come to you. And I promise you, it's going to feel right. And you're going to know that this is your spirit guide's name. I don't want to put that out there, only because right now I feel a little rushed, only because we're at the end of the show. So I don't want to just force out a name. And, you know, say Butchie or Buddy. I'm only kidding. But but when you're sitting, yeah, that's right. Hey, Jack, thanks a lot. Listen, I need your help. Throw me a bone. So, but with all sincerity, though, but I feel like even if you went to, I'm a big fan of that noise machine at Brookstone, where they have the sound of the ocean, the rainfall, the water babbling brook. You know, they have all these, or the white noise. They have all these different noises at Brookstone. It's like $100, and I have one, and it's great. So when you sit in a room and the light is dim, and you remain calm, whether you're listening to the music or listening to the rhythm of nature, and ask the angels or your spirit guide, what's your name? Write it on a piece of paper, put it under the pillow, or put it right beside you or on your heart as you're laying down. I promise you, a name will appear.
Fabulous. I'll give that a shot. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, okay. Dora, it was a pleasure.
Hey, one quick thing. One quick thing for the lady you just talked to. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's a cream called Two Feathers. It's a Native American cream. It's been known to help people with breast cancer. She might want to look into that.
Thank you very much for sharing that. All right, everybody, listen up. We have to end. I have to end the show now. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, prosperity, and lots of great luck, all right? Stay perseverance in your endeavors. So stay healthy, stay well, and never give up your faith in the Holy Spirit, your blind faith, and always pray to your angels. So until next week, everybody, have a beautiful weekend. Happy Valentine's Day. Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.